following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of News Talk 600 and 100.3 WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Van Wee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Welcome to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3 The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Now here are your hosts of the Van Wee Financial Hour, Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
It's a rainy Saturday morning on the First Coast. The thunder's booming all around us, so we'll talk loud today. How's that?
Sounds good to me.
Now, if the weatherman is good to us and the current stays on in the building, we'll have a full hour show. Good morning. Welcome to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And we are here, as always, on Saturday morning to talk about some financial things that interest us and hopefully to talk about some financial things that interest you. As the very kind folks on the real estate show were just saying, it's nice to have live shows because that way you, the callers, actually get to call in and talk to us. So if you want to do some editorializing of your own or just get some simple questions answered or even some complex questions answered, give us a call at 904-222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Lines are always open on this show, as you all should know by now. And the policy, which we adhere to very strictly, is that the callers get first dibs. So no matter what we're doing, we'll cut it off and we'll pick up the phone and we'll talk to you about whatever you want to talk about. It was really a boring week, so we could probably talk about almost anything. But since the market was open for even a short time, we'll talk a little bit about that. And then I want to talk about something that you've all been noticing. And how do I know you've been noticing? Because I've been talking to you for quite some time now about it. And that is inflation. You might not quite understand what inflation is. A lot of people have a little misunderstanding about what it is. And you're probably as upset about it as I am, because we all basically feel like we're being ignored in this thing. And I can pretty much just prove that to you, and we'll take a little time to do that. Adam, you got a few things you want to talk about today, too, I assume?
Of course I do. I've got the market wrap, as usual, and then also I've got 5 steps to financial fitness.
Okay.
I might be able to help you out there.
Do you need a wristband to do that?
You do not. That's for your actual fitness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I get it. Well, they're both important.
They are equally important.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, 4 days. And the last one actually ticked up. That I just said everything nice I could say about the week.
Yeah, it was really a boring week in the market. Not a lot of movement. Not a lot of volume. It was just kind of blah. The market actually fell, but not by a lot. The Dow and the Nasdaq were both down about 0.5%, and the S&P fell 0.7%. The Dow is still positive for the year, while the S&P slipped back into negative territory at minus 0.4%. And the NASDAQ hasn't returned to positive territory yet, is still down 4.7% on the year.
If you wanted to add a little bit of perspective to that, you could probably say that's not too bad considering what went on in Belgium.
Yeah, absolutely. Although I've researched this a little bit, and you know what happens to the markets after a terrorist attack?
I do. That was my segue.
Yeah, almost nothing. Except for 9/11, that was a big one. But
well, it's not usually quite so close to home,
right? Or nor
or so large,
right? All the rest of them, even the recent ones, the San Bernardino, the Paris attacks, really nothing happens. It's has no effect on the markets, and if they do dip, they rebound quite quickly.
Yeah, and all the really really big ones. There's an old market statistic that I always liked, and I went back and proved it. 128 days after a major event. Pearl Harbor, etc., the average market is up 17.9%. So it's not a reason to pull the plug and just go away when something like this happens.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So I was kind of happy that the market fell this week, just a little bit, because I feel like it's been on a tear, and to see it have a pause like this is probably healthy, and it didn't pull back in a major way, which reassures me that it wasn't just people taking profits and
light volume sell off.
That it wasn't a big deal, so that was kind of a good sign.
I think a lot of people just took advantage of spring break. Yeah. Nobody pays much attention until after Easter.
It's true. And
by the way, everybody, happy Easter tomorrow. But starting next week, I think people, traders, will get a little more serious. And the thing that I just mentioned is the single thing that I was relieved about this week, it closed on an uptick. And that means that people weren't afraid to hold something over the long weekend. That is a very bullish sign to me.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
In economic news, we saw some mixed results in the housing market, with sales on new homes increasing by 2%, while sales on existing homes declined by 7.1%. These reports are pretty volatile, though, and I wouldn't read too much into them month to month. You really have to look at the trend, which in the housing market has been largely positive over the past year. If you combine this with the jobs data that we've been seeing, which indicates that a lot of people who were out of work are now working again, and even people that were out of the workforce are back in the workforce, the housing market looks like it has more room to run. And if you look at the home builder stocks recently, there's been a big run-up, so I don't think I'm the only one that has this opinion. There's something to keep an eye on, though.
Yeah, there's another thing. I was actually going to talk to Angela and Howard about this, and I forgot. But there seems to be a shortage of supply. Their inventories are way down.
They are.
And that will automatically depress sales, because the chances of you finding the ideal spot just aren't there. Plus, it creates quite a little price pressure, I guess I'd say.
That's true. The inventories, actually, I think, have passed through the normal level and have gone on to the low level. But they were so high before, they really could only go one direction. Sure. So it's not surprising to see that trend, and that the builders are now scrambling to keep up.
Very good news, though, for the home builders. If the supply of used houses is down, that means we've got to go make some more inventory from scratch.
And if you look at Nocatee, you can see that it's happening here.
That's the truth.
The durable goods report came in at negative 2.8%, mainly due to a slowdown in orders for aircraft, which dropped 27.7% from February, which was a big month for aircraft, so not surprising to see that.
Someday they'll take my suggestion and just cut that out of there. Everybody orders them in groups.
Right.
You get two orders in February, none in March, and all of a sudden the industry collapses.
Yeah, and it could
be in the headlines.
It could be years between orders. It's not like a constant thing. And the good news is that automobile orders rose for the fourth straight month, which is a really good sign of strength in the consumer area. And then jobless claims, again, were up slightly from last week, but they're at 265,000, which is well below the significant 300,000 mark for the 55th consecutive week. That is the longest stretch of sub-300,000 numbers in more than 40 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So really good sign there for the economy and jobs.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oil prices pulled back off their highs a little bit this week, closing at $39.54. They were trading above $41 last week. But despite the recent pullback, it's still a significant improvement over the mid-February prices that were below $28. Inventories, however, remain near or at all-time highs despite relatively high demand. So I wouldn't be surprised to see more volatility in oil prices in the coming months. Gas prices, which are also up substantially from their lows a few weeks ago, are still low for this time of year.
They are, but they broke through $2 on the way up.
Yeah, they did, but still a good time to take a road trip while they're still around $2 a gallon, because it's not going to last forever.
It was about $2.40 average all year last year, so we're still in good shape. But I'm glad to see it coming back up. That may not sound like it makes a lot of sense, but it's better for the economy to have them a little
bit. It really is.
All right, trivia question brought to you by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm, 636-7888. Last week we found out that the oil and gas industry pays to the federal government about $86 million every day. How many minutes does it take the government to spend that money? And this is not a really big number, folks, so don't be too surprised. But you get it within a minute or so, and it'll be good. So we'll see you right on the other side. Don't go away. You're listening to the Van Wee Financial Hour.
Has your health insurance changed, or is it about to change? Are you, or did you move to a different state, change jobs, get a divorce, get married, or have a baby? Then you know what? You may qualify for a special health insurance enrollment period for the affordable Obamacare plans. And to find the right plan, you can get free help right now from Health Markets. They'll help you choose the right plan from over 140 different companies, plus help you maximize your Obamacare free government subsidies. Why pay a penny more than you have to for health insurance? Call anytime, day or night, to learn more about the special enrollment period to qualify for Obamacare. Here's our number. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-961-5842. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842. Again, 800-961-5842. This is an important message about the IRS. Are you dealing with a tax crisis? If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? The IRS is offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, a government program for tax debt forgiveness.
Hi, I'm Paul Sibley, Director of Client Services with U.S. Tax Shield. The IRS is offering Fresh Start Initiatives because they actually want you to resolve your tax issues. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, stop the bleeding, and fix what caused your problem in the first place. Our goal is to negotiate a resolution you can live with and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-418-0572 for your free consultation and get protected now. That's 800-418-0572. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-418-0572.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And this segment is sponsored by Robinson Landscape and Maintenance. Now, after today, he's going to be a busy boy, so write this down. Troy at 662-9794. Things are going to be growing some now. Believe it. Our trivia question, again, sponsored by First Coast Alarm, a Publix gift card, which we can all use, and I'm going to talk more about that in the second half of the show. Trust me. The trivia question, we found out last week that every day the oil and gas industry sends $86 million in various and sundry payments to the federal government. How many minutes does it take that federal government to spend that $86 million every day? You'll be surprised. All right, I have a little story that I call March Madness. You all know what that is, right? Let's see. A Chicago investment advisor just got sentenced to 3 years in prison for defrauding a bank. And one of the people that he defrauded badly was a fella named Scottie Pippen. Hmm. Yes, Adam is a basketball fan. Knows I used to watch Scottie very frequently when the Chicago Bulls would come and play in Milwaukee, and we had tickets. Michael Jordan would come in, Scottie Pippen. It was a really good time. Well, Robert Lunn was convicted of 5 counts of bank fraud for making a series of misrepresentations to a bank in Oak Brook. He got a line of credit through his business, and it was supposed to benefit Pippen and a fellow that I don't know, Robert Geras, G-E-R-A-S?
Not familiar.
Another sports star, apparently, but not one that I'm familiar with. Anyway, he took about $1.16 million, had to pay back to the bank, and about $400,000 from Scottie Pippen, which he clearly did not put him in the poorhouse, but that does not make it right. And unfortunately, professional athletes are targeted by an awful lot of unscrupulous financial advisors. Again, folks, I only bring these things up so that you learn from it. If you can't see your investments on a third-party website, if they are not publicly listed, publicly traded, then you better rethink who you're doing business with. It's just an absolute red flag to everybody when these people start doing weird things with your money. You're going to wind up getting fleeced just as sure as the Chicago Bulls used to be fantastic.
Yep, they sure did.
All right, Adam, how can we get physically fit? No, let's not do that. That's too much work. How about we get financially fit?
Which is actually a lot of work, too. It's just a different kind of work.
More fun to me. You can do it while it rains.
So I bet if I asked you the question, how much money do you make, you could answer it.
Yeah.
What if I
asked, not enough.
What if I asked you?
We all answer it the same.
Well, that's true. Most people do. Mm-hmm. What if I asked you the question, how much do you spend every month?
I'm one of those crazy people because of my job. I know exactly.
Okay. So you're one
of
the few.
And I know that.
Yeah. The fact is most people can't answer that question with any degree of accuracy.
That's true.
So the first step that I would say is absolutely essential to becoming financially fit is prepare a budget. And the reason for that is you need to be able to answer that second question, how much do you spend every month? If you don't know how much money is going out every month and you do know how much is coming in and you're just out of balance on that equation, you are going to end up flat broke. You can just ask 50 Cent, Mike Tyson, Cyndi Lauper, and a host of other professional athletes that have declared bankruptcy. And that's exactly what happened to them. They knew how much money they were making. They had no idea how much they were spending.
Some of it closer to home than that, too. Unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. So while you're doing a budget, be sure to take a good look at your debt. How much of your debt is good debt? I classify good debt as anything that is backed by an asset with a reasonable interest rate. And if that interest is tax deductible, that's a bonus. I can also make the case that debt you took on to improve your earning potential is good debt.
So educational loans.
Yeah, student loans and things of that nature.
But only the ones that have a direct result on your employment.
Correct. If you get a degree and it increases your lifetime earning potential by more than the amount of the debt, that's good debt.
Yeah, typically a college degree of any nature, any decent nature, is worth about $1 million in lifetime earnings, and it doesn't cost that much.
No, not even close. Well, it's inching up that way, $60,000 a year at private universities.
Especially in places you wouldn't want to go. Yeah.
Bad debt would be high interest rate debt or debt that is unsecured by any assets. If you get in a bind, can you sell your credit card to pay the balance? No. That means that it's probably, and they're probably charging you 17% interest or more to carry that balance. So credit card debt is definitely bad debt. So while you're focusing on the cost side of your budget equation, make sure that you are getting the best rates possible on your debt. Your credit score is an important piece of this, so make sure that you have done everything you can to maintain that score or improve it. Also check on what types of accounts you have and where they are held. Make sure you aren't paying unnecessary fees on your bank accounts or high commissions for trades on your stock accounts. Bank fees can eat up hundreds of dollars a year, and most of them can be avoided by simply switching banks and going to a low-cost credit union or something like that.
I'm the biggest fan of credit unions ever.
There's a lot of competition out there for your business, so don't put up with paying unreasonable fees at a bank. It's not worth it. On the other side of the budget equation, you have to look at, are you maximizing your income? Do you have the time or the skill to get another job to increase what you earn? There's only really two sides to the budget equation, so make sure that what you spend, you're maximizing what you can spend as well as what you don't spend. So step two, you need to figure out how to fund your emergency account or your emergency fund. If you're a regular listener to the program, you probably think that we harp on this way too much, but there's a good reason that we do. It is the simplest and most powerful financial planning tool available. No one
can
ever thinks
save you more money and make you more money than any other single thing you can do.
That's right, because no one ever thinks they're going to lose their job, but it happens all the time. And if you do, how are you going to pay your bills? Are you going to run up your credit card debt? Are you going to cash out your 401k? Are you going to take out a second mortgage? All those are terrible ideas. You need to have that money set aside for that scenario until you get another job. Otherwise, you're really killing your financial plan.
And what we tell clients all the time is that we don't care if that account doesn't make any money parked
right
there in the credit union or whatever. That's not the point. The point is it doesn't lose any money.
That's
no risk investment.
Right. You need to have it available, and it needs to be the amount that you put in there or more at the time you need it. So don't take any risk. Don't put it in a stock or a mutual fund or anything like that.
And don't pay some greedy advisor a percentage on
it. No,
either.
Just hold it in a bank account.
Yeah. We always tell people to keep it somewhere else or have their own separate account. That's not what we do. We just help you do it.
So step three, you need to review your insurance coverages. Tied with losing your job as the quickest way to go broke are a variety of things that can happen if you don't have insurance. The biggest ones are a medical event, an automobile accident, something happens at your house, a slip and fall, you get sued, and the overall broader topic that falls under is liability. A simple trip to the ER these days with insurance can cost you hundreds or thousands of dollars. The same trip without insurance could leave you with medical bills that you might have to get a second mortgage on the house to pay. Getting into a major car wreck or getting sued for negligence are some other ways that you can lose huge amounts of money without proper insurance. Don't let those things happen to you, but also make sure that you don't overpay for your coverages. Do an annual checkup on your insurance and make sure better rates aren't available. I just did it on my car insurance. It took me 15 minutes to get an alternate quote. I found out I was actually getting a pretty good deal, but it only cost me 15 minutes to figure that out.
I did it earlier this year, maybe 3 months ago, and I saved about $520 a year.
Nice.
And you can put that in your pocket, as they say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Same coverage, by the way. Me being the kind of person I am, I made darn sure it was the same coverage.
Yeah, and that is important because they'll give you a teaser rate that's probably going to be lower coverage than what you already have. Right. So you're going to see, oh, I could save thousands. Oh, wait, it doesn't really cover you for anything. Yeah. Step four, retirement planning. It isn't something that'll help you get financially fit today, but there will come a time in your life when it will be the only thing that you think about. It usually happens a year or two before you retire. But I know right now it doesn't seem like the biggest deal, but do your future self a favor and start your retirement planning today. At least, at the very least, put as much in your company 401k as the company will match. That is just rule investing 101.
Yeah.
And lastly, plan out your estate. This one isn't so much for you, but you can save your heirs a lot of time and money by some very simple estate planning. I promise you it isn't as painful as you might think, and it will give you peace of mind, especially if you have young children who need to be cared for should something happen to you. And those are my first five steps to financial planning.
You know what that reminded me of?
What's that?
A meeting with a financial planner.
I wonder why that is.
I'm not so sure.
I'm going to put this on the blog on our website, www.vanweefinancial.com. So if you want to go back and review what those five steps are, they'll be available there on Monday.
You should go there. We have a new website just launched. We're still tweaking it a bit, but it's really, really very pretty, very informative. I like it a lot, and you'll find this kind of information all over it. Plus, there's a really cool way now to listen to the show if you miss it. Have you been down there?
What do you mean?
If you scroll through this website, by the way, folks, no matter what the first page you see at VanWeeFinancial.com might be, know that it's a really, really long page, and you can scroll down, scroll down, scroll down, and you go through all the topics just by scrolling. One of them talks about the radio show, and there's something that says podcast. And when you pull that up, there's a little red box with an arrow in it. You click on that, and it plays that show.
Yeah, you can do it right from the website.
It is so easy. People like my mom have had trouble connecting on through the website to listen to it, so I emailed her yesterday to tell her the easy way to do this now is right on the website. There's one that has the current show, and then the tab under that is past shows,
Archive, all in a list.
You touch anyone that you missed, just hit that little play button and pause if you want to. It is just about as slick as it could be.
And those get uploaded every Monday as well.
Yep. And we're going to tell you toward the end of the show about some exciting changes coming to the format out here, too. But we're up on a hard break, so don't go away. This is the Vanweef Financial Hour. We'll be right back.
News, traffic, and weather. Updated on the stories that matter. We've got you covered. AM 600 and FM 100.3. WVOB Jacksonville.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama devoted his weekly radio and internet address to the ongoing war against ISIS. He said that American Muslims are the best partners in the battle against extremist groups. North Korea is threatening to attack Seoul's presidential palace unless it receives an apology from South Korea's president for what it calls treason. It's also demanding that South Korea publicly execute officials responsible for what it says are plans to attack its leadership. The threats are the latest over joint military drills being conducted by the U.S. and South Korea. A teenager who surrendered before carrying out a suicide bombing in northern Cameroon says that she is one of the girls abducted from a Nigerian boarding school nearly 2 years ago. The leader of a Cameroonian self-defense group described the girl as about 15, tired, malnourished, and psychologically tortured. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-750-4356.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-750-4356. That's 1-800-750-4356.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Wednesday, March 30th at 6 p.m., enjoy free weekly group runs at the Fernandina Beach High School track. Wednesday, March 30th at 6:30 p.m., it's Funding Your Dream, Small Business Strategies at the South Mandarin Branch Library. And Wednesday, March 30th at 7 p.m., it's Square Dance Lessons at the Arlington Presbyterian Church in Jacksonville.
For more information or to have your event included, visit jackscommunityevents.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Almost every day, we see customers who've shopped around and are totally confused about how to select a diamond. They're looking for someone qualified who'll tell them the truth and they can trust. They've heard about certificates on diamonds, wholesale diamonds, internet diamonds, deals that a friend of a friend can get them, and the prices that range from unbelievably low to unbelievably high. One of the reasons for the confusion is if you look at the factors of grading a diamond after you know the carat weight, there are 11 grades for cut, 21 grades for color, 11 grades for clarity, so you have 2,541 different possibilities, all with different prices. That's where Underwoods helps straighten out the confusion, because we have the American Gem Society credentialed professionals that'll help guide a customer to the right diamond for them, one she'll be happy with for the rest of her life. So come by and let one of our professionals help you. At Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, the Shops of Ponte Vedra, and the Avenues Mall.
WBOB traffic and weather.
Watch out for the left lane being blocked due to construction over there at I-10 West at Stockton Street. Also, some junk in the road, 295 North, right before 103rd Street. That on-ramp right shoulder is blocked, and there's some slow traffic at the Fort Warren, 95 southbound. Going to be ready through Monday. High today, about 77. Low tonight, 67. It's up to 70 at News Talk AM 600, FM 100.3 WBOB.
VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam VanWee.
Welcome back to the VanWee Financial Hour. I'm Steve VanWee.
And I'm Adam VanWee.
And without further ado, good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm just great.
Staying dry?
Hey, I just had a guess for your question there.
All right, shoot.
I think that the feds could probably spend $86 million in 3 minutes.
Well, you're just a little bit low. You're not as low as I wish you were, but you are a little bit low. I appreciate it, though. Do you have any questions?
Well, I just wanted to say dittos on credit unions. The one I belong to, there's absolutely no fee, no minimums, no nothing.
You can go ahead and say the name on my show if you want to.
Oh, okay. Community First Credit Union.
Good. They're one of several really good ones. And people
great.
Who don't know about credit unions are always pleasantly surprised. You know what I really like, though? Your money stays local. Yeah. I really like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Funds local projects for local people. And it's just the best thing going, I think. Great idea, and it's a good time to be a member of one. They pay you better, too.
Right, exactly.
How about that? Well, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
That's funny he brought that up. I just got an email yesterday from my bank, and they said that because I don't do direct deposit anymore from an employer, that they are going to start charging me $12 a month to keep my money there.
I would guess, knowing you, that the number of minutes it took to close that account was not a very big number.
Well, I have everything running through there, my bill pay, so
it's going to take a little while
transition.
Okay.
But I promise you, I will not be charged $12 because my accounts will be closed by the time that first charge hits. Well,
my personal choice is ViStar. We use it for the personal and the company, but I love the Community First, and there are three or four others that our clients use, and they're all absolutely wonderful organizations.
Yeah, I'm switching over to ViStar. I was already a member, and they've been really excellent, so I'm going to just give them the rest of my business.
Yeah, and if you're thinking of a home refi, if anybody out there is working with a bank, be sure to check out a credit union among your shopping around for that refi, because you might be pleasantly surprised what you find out.
Yeah, that's true. And I just got an auto loan through a credit union, and I got an exceptional rate on a used loan.
Nice car, too.
Yeah, not bad.
All right, why don't you tell the folks a little bit more? I mentioned our new website, VanWeFinancial.com, but there's some other ways you can get in touch with us, too, and things you should know, and I'll let Adam run up through that stuff right now.
Definitely. We have an office in Jacksonville Beach. We're right off the Marsh Landing Parkway exit of Butler Boulevard, and we are right off of it, so probably less than two blocks off off of Butler.
You can see it.
Very easy to get to. Call us at the office if you want to find out how to get there. It's 904-685-1505. On our website, you can actually book meetings with us. You can check out our blog. You can see our social media presence. It actually shows our latest tweets and Facebook posts on our website. So if you want to find us on Facebook, though, we're at facebook.com/VanWeFinancial or Twitter @VanWeFinancial. And if you're one of those people that doesn't like calling radio shows, but you have a question for us, just email us info@VanWeFinancial.com and we will answer it on the air, and we won't say who it came from. So shoot us an email.
Okay, good. And we don't bite, by the way, so you actually can call the show.
Yeah, we would prefer you call, but if you don't like to call.
Yeah, in fact, research says only 5% of the people who ever listen to a radio show will call it. My personal goal is to get that number up closer to 10%.
Although we'll never be able to verify it. But.
No, we never will. But hey, like I said, there's more news on that too. Next week, be sure to be listening. We're going to tell you about some changes coming to the formats out here. We'll still be on, same time, same station, but you're going to be able to hear us better a different way when it all happens. I'm not allowed to talk about it yet, although I know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
and you can't until next week.
It's pretty exciting.
Think you'll like it.
And you will hear it from Steve. You will not hear it from me next
week.
That's right. I will be off next week. I have to go attend a wedding.
Yes, I will doubtless have a mystery guest
who is
yet to be determined, but I have a pretty good idea. So, you remember Jimmy Carter? This is where the major eye roll happens to everybody over about 50 years old, right?
You don't have to be that old to give him the eye roll.
Well, no, he's the gift that keeps on taking. Remember 21% prime rate, mortgages at 18.5%, money markets above 12. There had to be some good news. Gasoline lines, so you could wait for your 8-gallon purchase on alternate days based on your license plate. Sweaters in the White House. Key locks on commercial thermostats to make sure that no one ever was quite comfortable by being warm enough or cool enough. washers inserted into your shower heads to reduce the flow to a trickle, low flush toilets, which now have become lower flush toilets, hostages in Iran, failed rescue attempts with helicopter crashes, oil embargoes, and the inception of the so-called American malaise, Jimmy Carter's term. I remember every one of those things, and as I just mentioned, a lot of them still irritate me right now. Well, this nostalgic look back is brought to you by the currently changing inflation picture in this country. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, which strangely enough is the ones that account for inflation, and I could go on about that, but I won't. They tell us that the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, has increased about 1% over the last 12 months, but it's likely to start rising quicker. Well, what do you know? I agree with them once. The Federal Reserve also agrees. So anybody who's still able to fog up a mirror, I'll bet you know that that 1% number just doesn't ring quite true, right? Until recently, buying everything except gasoline was less fun every week. Gasoline was getting to be more fun every week until it got down to about $1.60. And then it reversed, and now it's at $2.02 nationwide average. So now going anywhere to buy anything just basically isn't much fun. Now, how bad is it when people start talking about this? Well, this one, those of you who know me, you'll really appreciate this. I found myself in agreement this week with Alan Greenspan. I'm glad you were sitting down, Adam.
Yeah, that's not something he says often.
No. And strangely enough, I probably could have said he agreed with me, but he's got a bigger mouthpiece than I do. So the former Fed chairman, Greenspan, is troubled by our low productivity, negative interest rates, low to negative, entitlement funding crowding out investment. It reminds me of Louis in Casablanca. Welcome back to the fight, Alan. For most of his chairmanship, I believe that he was absolutely tone deaf to the needs of the economy and the people in it. So maybe being outside the Beltway for a while, he's gained a little perspective. Well, since the CPI is supposed to be a measure of price increases over time, it should reflect the actual inflation rate, right? Why do we get cognitive dissonance then when we hear numbers like 1% annually? Is it possible that's not correct? Let's take a look. We've all seen inflation over the past few years. Perhaps the true nature of rising prices is best shown at the grocery store. Milk, eggs, bread, meat, it doesn't matter. Prices are higher, containers are smaller. I'm just amazed that a dozen eggs still has 12 eggs in it. I'm expecting one of these days that there'll only be 10 in there. And when I do, remember, you heard it here first. But it doesn't stop there. Pay your health insurance premium. Check the increase in your deductible and your out-of-pockets. Pay your homeowner's insurance premium. What was it 2 years ago? What is it now? Buy dog food, tuition bills, go to a movie, pay your cable TV and internet bill. Everything now, even including gasoline, is going up. Some of them are going up a lot. Wages and salaries are not going up a lot. In fact, the average worker isn't making any more money over the last 30 years. Social Security recipients, which I now number among them, they have been denied any increase three times since 2010. What's up with that? Simply put, it's on the rise. In order to understand why, we need to discuss some terminology. And after the break, I'm going to do exactly that. Everybody who knows me knows that Milton Friedman was my economic idol. He's the one that best explains it. Then we'll go about from there onto what's actually happening out there and see if you all agree with me. I'm not exactly sure what to do about it, but identifying the problem is definitely going to be important if we're ever going to get to the bottom of this thing. So the lines are open. 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Trivia question. The oil and gas industry pays to the federal government an average of $86 million a day. How long does it take our government in minutes to spend that $86 million in a day? And we know that 3 minutes is a little too light. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Van Wee Financial Hour.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call.
Call 800-965-1293. 800-965-1293. 800-965-1293.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers. Call 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-750-4356.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-750-4356. That's 1-800-750-4356.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And remember that our lines are still open, 222-TALK. It's 222-8255, area code 904. Trivia question is out there. How long does it take our government to spend $86 million every day? And it's in minutes, and it's not a very big number, but it is bigger than the number three. Nobel laureate Milton Friedman, my favorite economist ever.
If you haven't read his books, read them.
Do. There's one called Monetary Mischief that you'll really like. It was, among other things, about the European Union. And if you see what's going on in the EU right now, he wrote this before it was even formed, long before. And he's telling the story in advance. So he says, inflation is always and everywhere a monetary phenomenon. What does he mean? Well, he means that what causes inflation is an increase in the supply of money in excess of that demand for money. In other words, what people are going to do with it. So like anything else, under the laws of supply and demand, when the supply of something rises above the demand, then something's going to happen, and that something happens to the price. So when you have more supply, the price has to fall to increase the demand. When you have less demand, it has to rise. When you have more money, each dollar buys you less. Now, as policy dictates, because we have a caller on the line, I'm going to interrupt and say good morning to Helen. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, good. What can we do you for today?
What can you do for me?
How can we help her? How can you help us? Can you turn your radio down? I think you're getting some feedback.
Okay, now can you hear me?
Much better. Thank you very much. Okay, well,
okay.
You got a question or an answer or something like that?
No questions, just an answer.
Okay, take a shot.
5.
You're still just a little bit too low. You're sneaking up on it real well.
Yep, that was my guess as well, Helen. I missed it.
Yep. But we appreciate the call.
Thank you.
If any questions, give us a call back. Thanks. Have a great Saturday. Stay dry. All right. The bottom line on this whole discussion is when you think about it, when you do hear the real answer at the end of the show, if nobody gets it sooner, you're going to be disgusted.
Yeah. And, well, actually, they might not, because they thought it was even worse than it was. So that's how much credit our government gets.
That's true. At least people are waking up, aren't they? Anyway, there is more and more money being created. The printing presses are running every day. We all know that. But even more dangerous than that is the electronic printing press called the Federal Reserve. You hear me rail about the Federal Reserve all the time. And all they do to increase the money supply is pick up the phone and type a couple things in the computer, and bang, you got more money. Not backed by anything except the full faith and credit, which is waning, of the United States. That's why there'll be a reset someday. Not here to talk about that just yet. And it's not going to happen day after tomorrow, trust me. A fellow named John Tamney, who's an economist and a Forbes magazine contributor, wrote a book recently that I have talked about on the show. It's called Popular Economics. I know you get the eye roll again when people say you should read a book about economics. But if you really want a good, interesting look at what's going on today, from a brand new perspective, Tamney's book is absolutely wonderful. It is available for the Kindle. That's how I read it. It's very, very good. Anyway, what Tamney describes is an intentional capital flight. And again, I'm going to interrupt this mid-sentence because Chris is on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Well, how are you? You're doing an excellent job, as usual. More people need to know about Milton Friedman. He's an outstanding economist.
Great. Thank you. You going to take a guess today, Chris?
Oh, I'll say 6.
We're
sneaking up.
Getting there, though.
It's getting really, really close, but just a little too low yet.
Okay. Well, yes, but the comments you made on the program are most informative and very educational, especially if we can get some of the low-information voters to listen.
Great. Well,
that would be great.
Thank you, and I think everybody knows that we don't have any more loyal listeners than you, so thanks a lot for being there, and call us anytime.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Chris. Anyway, Tamney says that this whole concept is a capital strike. He says when capital goes on strike, and instead of being invested in goods and service producing uses, it's flying away and being put into things like gold, silver, non-productive resources. So that capital flight, the reason for that capital flight, there can be many of them, but that capital flight is really his version of what is inflation. So I looked into that a little bit too. What is the reason for that? Well, economic conditions throughout the world certainly going to play a role, but capital markets have a way of looking forward. And it's said in the market that the market on any trading day is actually looking ahead about 6 to 9 months. Expectations drive what people's actions are, and uncertainty is what drives expectations. The market detests uncertainty. So we have a lot of uncertainty right now, including politics, the economy, taxes, regulations, wars, terrorism, on and on, domestic, international, all of those. Well, then there's another school of thought. These are more of the Keynesians that said rising prices are what inflation is. They call it inflation. Whether or not it's true just depends on the way you look at it. But what they're saying is that inflation is happening because there's so much demand for things, and they call it demand pull inflation. You remember in the Clinton years when Senator Fritz Hollings, remember him?
I do not.
He was, I think he's from North Carolina, and he was a real honest-to-goodness Southerner, and he was heard to say, I know if you're 60 years old or more, you're going to appreciate this. That's too much consuming going on out there. He actually said that. And he was talking about people buying VCRs, things like that. And that's why inflation was so high under Clinton, he said, because people were up buying too many things. So Clinton then went to, I think it was Buffalo, and he was giving a speech to a union group. And he said, well, we'd like to give you more money, but how do we know you'd spend it the right way? Remember that one? Adam's too young for this stuff. The right way? How do we know that you'd spend it the right way? And that was why he couldn't find the much-promised middle-class tax cut. Condescending barely begins to encompass my feelings on that one, but I digress. From our major problems, which are understanding inflation, it's not a very big leap to go to the government manipulating our thinking and therefore our behavior. How do they do it? Part of it's with the Consumer Price Index. As a measure of the increasing cost of living, the CPI is absolutely dismal. Classic example, the largest component of the CPI, about 33%, is the cost of shelter, which is computed in the most obscure way anybody could possibly imagine. I quote, changes in the cost of shelter are computed by asking homeowners how much rent they would charge if they were to rent their homes today, end quote. According to George Shultz in Forbes magazine in 2013. How accurate do you suppose a bunch of randomly sampled Americans would be when estimating what they would rent their home for? They are, at best, ill-equipped to answer a question like that. So why does the government do this? Well, according to the government, way back in the 80s when they started this, when the government announced there was not a good month-to-month price measurement for shelter, they explained it by... The government explained it by saying that there wasn't a good month-to-month measure because commercial properties worked their way in there, and that had nothing to do with the cost of shelter. So they did it this way. Well, today at least, if not back then, this is really untrue. There is an index right now. It's called the Case-Shiller Index. It is done by the nice people at Case and Shiller. It is provided free to the general public. Anybody who wants to can Google it and find it. And it compares the same properties over month-to-month time periods. It actually tracks residential properties and the changes in their values over time. It's readily available. It should be used. Well, if they did it, they'd see that there's been quite a lot of change in the housing market over the past few months, and it's being hidden. And it's altering the consumer price index big time. You also can't use average prices or median prices. Median price just means more houses sold over it than under it. And the average is just the total volume of sales divided by the number of houses. They're absolutely meaningless in computing what price changes have come into the market. That is just the number one problem with the whole CPI. I'm going to come back next week and talk a little bit more about the CPI and the analysis and that sort of thing, but we are quickly running out of time.
So what was the answer to that
trivia? The government spends those $86 million in 11 minutes every day.
Unbelievable.
11 minutes. Now, that's not how fast the debt goes up. That's how fast it's spent. They do have income. They do have expense. 11 minutes. All right. Well, unfortunately, we've got to get out of here. Don't miss next week when we're going to make some really great announcements. You are listening to the Van Lee Financial Hour, and we'll be here next week, same time.